A sliver of hope went through him. Are you going to let me leave to do it? You owe me 3 more days of service. So much for hope. He should have known better. The bitch had no intention of letting him out of her temple until his 2 weeks were up. It had been a bitter bargain he'd made with her. 2 weeks as her pet sex slave for 2 months of freedom from her interference. He hated playing these games, but one did what one had to. Even when it seriously sucked. Then it looks like it can wait. Artemis growled at him as she curled her hands into fists. Acheron was ever her bane. Why she put up with him, she didn't know. Actually, she did. Even in his stubbornness, he was still the sexiest man she'd ever seen. There was nothing she enjoyed more than watching him move, or even sit as he was doing at present. He had the most viciously perfect body any man had ever possessed. His long blonde hair was braided over one shoulder as he leaned back with his arms folded over his chest, and his left bare foot tapped in time to an imaginary beat only he could hear. Powerful and bold, he only bent to her will when she forced him to it by blood and bone. And even then, he did so grudgingly and defiantly. He really was like a wild beast that no one could tame. For that matter, he bit and snarled at anyone who tried to pet him. And the gods knew she'd tried for centuries to either win him over or beat him into submission, but nothing worked. He was ever near and ever unattainable. It infuriated her. She pouted at him. You'd like for him to kill me, wouldn't you? He let out a small laugh. Hell no. I want that honor myself. How dare he? You wretched— Don't insult me, Artie, he said, cutting her words off with an irritable tone. When we both know you don't mean it. I get really tired of the lip service. A shiver went over her at his choice of words. Strange. I never tire of yours. She reached to touch his lips. They were the only part of his body that was soft, like the petals of a rose, and she was ever fascinated by them. You have the most beautiful mouth, Acheron, especially when it's on my body. Ash groaned as he recognized the heat in her emerald eyes as she fingered his lips. It made his skin crawl. Aren't you ever satisfied? I swear if I were mortal, I'd be limping from our last go-round, if not dead. We really need to find you a hobby other than jumping on top of me. But it was too late. She was already pushing his knee down and straddling his thighs. Grinding his teeth, Ash leaned his head back as she began to nibble his throat. He tilted his head, knowing what was coming, while she lightly tongued his skin. Her heartbeat was already pounding as she slid herself closer to him. And then he felt her sharp incisors piercing his skin an instant before she began drinking his blood.